This is Jim Colby from Vox Urbana, and you are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you have tuned into the WGXC Morning Show, and we are receiving strange signals this morning from all over, from Devo, from Golden Smog, from Cass McCombs, from Brian Eno, and others. We'll also hear the local news. We've got the Catskill Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. We've got the national headlines from the Public News Service, and it all starts after Jason Martin has finished singing this song on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
This is the network, network. On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
Ultram, Savick, and Matt Hunter and the Dusty Fates perform Saturday, January 21st at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Ultram is a spaz jazz improvising noise rock band that includes current and past members of Mercury Rev, Trans Am, Snowflake, Sparkle Horse, and Robin Hitchcock's band. Savick was formed in 2015 by members of Obits, Holy F and the Cops, and play psychedelic pub rock, while Matt Hunter and the Dusty Fates play folkish rock. Tune in or turn out to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill at 8 p.m. Saturday, January 21st. WGXC will also have a live web stream and a live broadcast on 90.7 FM. For Ultram, Savick, and Matt Hunter and the Dusty Fates, Saturday, January 21st at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar at wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tunstall Studio Publishing of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org. You can find out about local stories like these. The Daily Freeman reports U.S. Representative Mark Molinaro has been chosen to sit on the House Committee on Agriculture and the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure for the 118th Congress. The Red Hook Republican said the assignments will allow him to work on issues important to residents of the 19th Congressional District, including the next farm bill, as well as the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. Quote, "I am excited to get to work," unquote, he said. Spokesperson for U.S. Representative Pat Ryan said in a statement that although Democrats are still awaiting formal committee assignments, Ryan hopes to remain a member of the House Committee on Armed Services. He has also requested a seat on the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure
which has jurisdiction over aviation, maritime transportation, highways, bridges, mass transit, and railroads, as well as aspects of clean water management, wastewater management, and flooding damage reduction. The committee also has broad oversight of various federal agencies, including the Department of Transportation, Amtrak, the Environmental Protection Agency, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and the Army Corps of Engineers. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Brendan J. Lyons reports for the Times Union that presiding appellate judge Justice Hector de La Salle will appear January 18th before the State Senate's Judiciary Committee, an important step toward his confirmation as chief judge of New York's highest court. LaSalle was nominated last month by Governor Kathy Hochul to lead the Court of Appeals. Multiple senators on the Judiciary Committee have indicated they would not support LaSalle. He currently presides in Brooklyn over one of the busiest appellate courts in the nation. Since his nomination, he has come under intense scrutiny from both his supporters and opponents. LaSalle, who is Puerto Rican, would be the first Latino chief judge in New York if confirmed. Many of LaSalle's opponents are urging Hochul to withdraw the nomination, and some Senate Democrats argue there are not enough votes in the conference to confirm him. But LaSalle could be nominated if he receives votes from Republicans. Hochul and State Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins disagree about whether LaSalle's nomination would need to be adopted by the Judiciary Committee before going to the full Senate for a vote. Quote, "It doesn't get to the floor unless it gets out of committee," unquote, Stewart-Cousins said last week. Quote, "It is the practice that what happens in committees matter," unquote. Hochul, however, says under the state constitution, the Senate, quote, "has to advise and consent the governor on her appointment," unquote. The number of opponents and supporters of LaSalle continues to swell. So far, 14 state Senate Democrats have said they oppose the nomination, which means he would need to rely on Republican votes to be confirmed. But Stewart-Cousins has said there are more senators in her conference who have privately said they oppose his nomination. If LaSalle is not confirmed, it would be the first rejection of a governor's nominee to the court since 1978. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Patricia Doxey reports for the Daily Freeman that Democrat Jared Blades, a former Ulster County Assistant District Attorney, announced January 17th he hopes to secure the Democratic line in the November race for district attorney. Blades currently works in the county sheriff's office. Blades is the second candidate to announce his plan to run for office, now held by Democrat David Clegg. In early January, Michael Kavanaugh announced his second bid for the seat. In 2019, Kavanaugh ran on the Republican line for the office and then lost to Clegg by just 77 votes. Clegg said recently he will announce his plan for re-election next week. Blades is an Ellenville native and holds a law degree from Syracuse University College of Law. From 2017 to 2019, he worked as an assistant district attorney in Ulster County where, according to his release, he prosecuted misdemeanor and felony cases in courts throughout the county. Jamel Cutler is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Columbia County Attorney Michael C. Howard has announced that he will seek the Democratic Party nomination to run for Columbia County judge. Howard said his background, temperament, and understanding of the community makes him uniquely qualified to serve as a county court judge. Quote, "I'm looking forward to serving as Columbia County court judge and believe that I will be able to use my experience to serve all of the litigants that appear before me," unquote, he said. Howard is the Columbia County first assistant public defender and operates a private law practice at 118 Green Street in Hudson. He has served twice as the president of the Hudson Rotary Club, served on various boards, including the Columbia Golf and Country Club, Columbia County Association in the City of New York, and the Hudson Area Library Association. Howard is a graduate of Hudson High School and holds a degree from Brooklyn Law School. You can read more about these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org. I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Renewable Weather Forecast for Wednesday, January 18th, and we start each renewable weather forecast off with the price of fossil fuels in Greene County. The Gas Buddy website says the Sunoco in Tannersville has gas at $3.39 a gallon, the lowest, according to them. The air quality forecast is just a 7, very low today. The UV index for Wednesday is just a 1, also low as it's going to be cloudy. The water temperature in the Hudson River in Albany is just above 39 degrees right now. On average, on the last 10 years, on January 18th, it's been just above 38 degrees, so it's almost a degree warmer than the last 10-year average. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a 20% chance of rain today in the morning. Then it turns partly sunny with a high of 40 and a west wind 8 to 17 miles per hour spinning local windmills. Tonight should be mostly cloudy with a low around 30 and a northwest wind 7 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 26 miles per hour for those windmills. Then on Thursday, there's a 100% chance of precipitation, but it may depend on where you are and what time it is and what the precipitation is. There could be rain, there could be snow, there could be sleet, there could be freezing rain. It depends on your altitude and timing. It gets darker, it'll be colder, and more freezing stuff will be falling from the sky than wet stuff. The high will be just 34, so it'll be hovering around freezing all day with a southeast wind 5 to 7 miles per hour. And it continues on Thursday night, that precipitation. There's a 100% chance on Thursday night with a low around 31. So it's, again, just around the freezing mark. Friday, there is an 80% chance of rain or snow showers before 1 p.m. with a south wind 5 to 13 miles per hour and a high of 37. A low around 26. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears.
Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
This is not a plan. It is a recipe for economic catastrophe.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Republicans in Congress are holding the nation's credit rating hostage to GOP demands to cut Social Security and Medicare. President Biden has rejected requests by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to discuss the nation's debt limit as the country faces a more than $31 trillion borrowing cap Thursday. Senator Bernie Sanders, incoming chair of the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, says lawmakers can work together to ensure all Americans have a decent standard of living.
Is that pie in the sky, or is that something that we can actually accomplish if we put our minds to it? And I think we can.
Sanders says it will take courage for lawmakers to take on powerful special interests and show Americans that government can work for them and not just the 1%. District Attorney for Bernalillo County, New Mexico, Sam Bregman, says a failed Republican candidate has been arrested in connection with a series of drive-by shootings targeting the homes of Democratic lawmakers.
An attack on an elected official is an attack on democracy, whoever that elected official is, Democrat or Republican.
Police say Solomon Pena made unfounded claims last year's midterm election was rigged against him. Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia and Paul Gosar of Arizona will both receive committee assignments after being stripped of those roles in the last Congress for previous comments and online activity supporting political violence. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says New York Congressman George Santos will also serve on committees, despite evidence showing he fabricated his education, employment, and ethnic background prior to his election last year. Santos is under investigation for alleged campaign spending violations and faces calls for his resignation. Senator Elizabeth Warren frequently proposed a federal wealth tax during her presidential bid in 2020.
When you make a top 0.1% big, pitch in 2 cents so everybody else gets a chance.
Now lawmakers in several state houses from California to New York will attempt similar statewide proposals this week to increase taxes on the ultra-rich, taxing not just wealthy incomes, but assets as well.
The central cause of January 6th was one man, Donald Trump, whom many others followed.
Representative Liz Cheney kept the focus on former President Donald Trump during the House January 6th committee hearings last year, but the Washington Post reports the committee declined to include details in its final report of how social media companies failed to control online extremism prior to the January 6th attack, fearing a public battle with the powerful tech companies. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. 2023 appears to be a breakout year for ranked choice voting, also known as instant runoff. The system has a years-long track record in Maine, successful use in Alaska last year, and adoption by over 50 municipalities. And there are proposed bills in several state legislatures this year. Instead of voting for just one person, ranked choice voting allows a voter to vote for multiple candidates, ranking them in order of preference. If a candidate gets 50% plus one vote, they win. If 50% is not reached by one candidate, the lowest vote getter is eliminated and those votes are distributed to the voter's second choice. Rounds continue until a candidate exceeds 50% plus one vote. Polling after Alaska's 2022 elections showed that over 85% of Alaskans thought it was simple to do. So far in 2023, NBC News reports that RCV bills have been introduced in Connecticut, New Hampshire, Missouri, Montana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Oregon, New Jersey, and New York. Some are considering implementation for federal and state elections, some for just primaries, and others are authorizing use in cities and towns. In Georgia, legislators are questioning the price tag of a separate runoff Senate election, which could have been avoided in November with ranked choice voting. Virginia is already testing it and has bipartisan support. Try out ranked choice voting at our website and find resources to learn more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
Let's go down together, 3 a.m. tomorrow night. I'll take you together. Broad daylight in the street. I'll take you anywhere. Your music fills my car. Your voice breaks every time. I'm still wondering if I know who you are. I hang on every line. Let's go down together, down by the old main stream. I'll take you over anything. Let's go back in time. 1959, I'll take you, Radio King. Your music fills my car, and your voice breaks every time. I'm still wondering, I know who you are. I hang on every line.
About anything like a naked ape. Where should I go? go on my vacation. I've never taken a vacation. I'm taking a vacation from thought.
Cass McCombs and Weak Signal with the 2022 song Vacation from Thought on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
New York ranked third on a list of the top 10 states for green buildings in the U.S. The report from the U.S. Green Building Council finds 142 projects in New York were LEED certified in 2022, equaling 3.17 million square feet. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, green building is the creation of structures that are environmentally responsible and resource efficient during the building's life. These projects consist of schools, office buildings, and residential homes and apartment buildings. One notable project in New York is Terminal 4 at JFK International Airport, which was recertified as LEED Platinum status. Monique Owens with the U.S. Green Building Council describes why this project has been a leader in green buildings.
That project was LEED certified platinum, and that was a recertification. So initially in 2017, the Terminal 4 became the first existing airport in the U.S. to receive a LEED gold certification by USGBC for operations and maintenance.
Other LEED certified airport terminals are located at international airports in Atlanta, Boston, and San Francisco. New York is working to incorporate more environmental friendliness into construction projects. In early 2022, Governor Kathy Hochul announced a plan to build more than 2 million climate-friendly homes in the state. With many states establishing plans and goals to combat climate change, Owens feels green building can be a crucial tool in developing more climate-smart infrastructure. Although 2022 saw a high number of projects and plenty of growth, there's still room for improvement. Owens says potential for other states to improve their rankings begins at the local level. Rhiannon Jacobson, also with the U.S. Green Building Council, feels there's more work to come as LEED grows.
While we celebrate our achievements, there is a lot more room for more activity. So that is going to always be our goal, is that we want to make sure, and if you look at the USGBC's mission, we want to make sure that we're bringing green buildings to everyone and really ensuring that we are meeting urgent needs and critical points in things like climate change crisis.
Jacobson adds that buildings have to meet a set of criteria before they can be LEED certified. Some include the air quality of the building, how much energy and water it's using, and the amount of waste it creates. I'm Edwin J. Vieira, New York News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
In the WGXC community calendar this week, there are all sorts of things for you to do in person, virtually, all sorts of different ways. Wednesday, January 18th, the Catskill Town Board has a committee meeting, and Catskill has their meetings partnered with WGXC. They have a live web stream. If you go to WGXC.org, click on the listen button, you'll hear the meeting. If you can't make it in person, it's at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday, January 18th. That's the Catskill Town Board meeting at 439 Main Street in Catskill. On Friday, January 20th, the Faces of Catskill exhibition comes to the Greene County Council on the Arts, the Create Space on Main Street in Catskill. David McIntyre's portraits of Catskill locals are at the Create Gallery. Fridays from 4 to 7 p.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. The Sharing Public Spaces Community Conversation is Friday, January 20th at the Hudson Area Library at 5:30 p.m. It's a forum to discuss how Hudson's public square can be shared. Find out more about the public square in Hudson at the Sharing Public Spaces discussion Friday, January 20th, 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Hudson Area Library. Also Friday, January 20th, Bobby Previtt and Ray Anderson perform, and also the group Boar, which is Maeve Schollerit and Zoots Houston. That's at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill from 8 p.m. to 10:30. WGXC will have a live web stream and a live broadcast of Bobby Previn and Ray Anderson and the Boer Group Friday, January 20th at the Avalon Lounge. Turn out or tune in. Another turn out or tune in event is Saturday, January 21st. It's also at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. And the bands Ultram, Savick, and Matt Hunter and the Dusty Fates are performing from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. It'll be live on the radio or live in person at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. That's 29 Church Street in Catskill, Saturday, January 21st. These events and many others are on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Wednesday, January 18th. Local early morning temperatures range from 30 degrees in Red Hook to 41 in Medusa. Regional average soil temperature is 34. Today will be seasonably nice. Conditions will be cold. Layer up and grab a coat and you're good to deal with the mild winds this afternoon that come with a high of 44 at 1 p.m. Elevated areas, tack on some gloves and hats because it's going to get gusty. Overnight, a gentle cool down to 31 happens before a tumultuous looking Thursday. Water falls from the skies all day. Starts as a little bit of snow, then turns to sleet and freezing rain midday. Freezing rain concerns are even worse up on the mountains. Prepare for ice accumulation. Travel through the region could get seriously hampered. In other words, whatever it is, get it done today. Tomorrow's going to suck. And also, have a high of 34, which will linger most of the day. Overnight, precipitation falls into Friday, lasting most of the day, ending with a high temperature of 41. Saturday, it dries out and we get a high of 37. Sunset today will be at 4:37 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:15 a.m. Looking way up, we see coronal mass ejections are flying around the system. One lit up some high-latitude auroras when it hit our magnetosphere last night, and one looks like it ripped off a piece of Comet ZTF's tail. Solar wind speed is currently 436 kilometers per second at 10.7 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently pretty bad till dark, then fair below 15 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 185. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
We just heard two songs from Brian Eno, Signals from his 1983 album Apollo, and No One Receiving from the 1977 album Before and After Science.
Thank you.
That was Wild Signals from the Close Encounters of the Third Kind movie soundtrack from John Williams. Next, we'll hear Lost Signals and Drifting Satellites from Annie Gosfield, which incorporates satellite sounds, static, machine noise, microtonality, and includes cellist Joan Jean-Renaud and the New York-based Flux String Quartet. Thank you. That was Annie Gosfield's Lost Signals and Drifting Satellites. Here's the track Portent Signal Remapping from the 2021 album Losing Circles. This is Marcia Bassett, who also plays in Double Leopards, and Thomas DeMuzio.